Hi guys, it's EricRPG from RP Grinders once again, here with another audio review for a video game. This time, it's Mushehime-sama, which means Bug Princes. And while I did originally cover this for BostonBestBrigade.com for the PC, this is for the Switch release, but if you want a full, more detailed review on the PC release, you can check that review out in the link in the description for the episode. But, here's my thoughts on the Switch port. Not much has actually changed since that. It's the same version, basically, but obviously tweaked. So, some port work was done by another developer. It does allow for Tate mode. But I don't have a setup that's appropriate for properly testing it. But as far as I could tell, there aren't any extra bells and whistles. But the game does play well, and there's no slowdown other than the slowdown that's intentionally programmed into the game for when you're doing evasive maneuvers and a concentrated firepower, which helps when you're trying to do said evasive maneuvers because it's a bullet hell, so you have to avoid bullets and you need precision. But one thing I did have a problem with is that due to the nature of the game, it is a port of an arcade game, and they did not accommodate for the size of the Switch screen in portable mode. So you're going to have two very big, large borders on the sides of the left and right sides of the screen. And that makes the image pretty squishy. But you can, if you want to, turn on dip switches and add additional screens, which really isn't that helpful in most setups. It's just there as a curiosity, but I feel like more work could have been done to add widescreen screen support for this game, but it's in standard 4:3, so it is harder to see some of the images in the game when you're on a smaller screen. But like I said, if you were playing in Tate mode, it would alleviate some of that problem, since there's less screen real estate being taken up, and you could just get rid of those borders and play in stretch mode, and then you won't have to worry about the ultra-stretched image because it wouldn't be present. But the other issue is the Switch's screen fidelity in the first place, which thanks to Nintendo, the new OLED model is going to come out in October. So the extra brightness of the screen and the more powerful audio will give you better audio and visual cues to better play the game in portable mode. But I can't actually test that right now, and maybe I'll give you an update a little bit later and just go back in the episode and then just note whether or not if it helps too much. But it should. But it's a pretty decent port. But you might want to stick to playing this on your TV. But with that, I'm going to give this port an 8.5 out of 10 for the aforementioned screen issues. But other than that, it's a fine game. If you're a fan of the series or cave shmups in general, or just shmups in general, you should check it out. So until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.